Paul Page.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Ken in?
No, he's not. May I ask who's speaking?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. Do you know when he'll be in?
He's not really in the shop too much. He does a lot with the city, and he's on the go. Like, I'm his son, Dan. I take care of the shop. He's not, I would say out of the whole week, he might be here for a total of maybe an hour for the whole week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's not really here much.
Okay, Dan.
What's this regarding?
I'm actually just circling back. I was in touch beginning of the year. So I didn't write down if I actually spoke to you or your dad there, but just circling back to see if you guys are looking to bring on any type of equipment for the shop right now.
What do you like? What more machinery? You're saying?
Yeah, like any type of CNCs or lathes or.
Well, right now we have a CNC lathe proto track, and then we have a CNC 2-op proto track.
Okay.
From by Southwestern Industries, and like, I'm not gonna lie, the way business has been this year, we've been struggling. You know, we do a lot of work with a lot of local companies, and you know, the times that we're slow is because they're slow, and then when we're booming, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, we actually had a couple more employees last year, and so we're actually trying to get away from getting more employees and just less bull crap. You know, my father's not getting any younger. He's getting older, and you know, we've had the business going for 16 years already, and we actually just did some talking this year, and we both decided that, you know, we're not really going to grow the business too much more, and, you know, pretty much, you know, because of the factor of, you know, more employees, you know, babysitting games and all this fun shit, and it's actually making my job easier, you know, just having me and another guy working in the shop, and pretty much, you know, we handle everything. You know, if we gotta jump to the grindstone to get stuff done, or we take care, we do what we gotta do, you know. And, you know, pretty much with the CNC equipment that I have right now, I can't even utilize my machines to the fullest already. You know, I would say probably in the past, like, month and a half, my machines have probably been sitting for almost 2 weeks without even being used.
Wow.
So, you know, for us to go ahead and buy more equipment right now is definitely not an option, you know.
Yeah, would it make sense?
Yeah. Because, you know, last year, too, we were doing a lot better. We were getting a lot of work from this oil company in Texas, and, you know, the way the economy's been, oil's been dropping dramatically, and, you know, a lot of plants are shutting down because the price of oil has gone down. So a lot of those big jobs and high-run jobs that we were doing, we're not even getting no more because pretty much all the plants are shutting down. So, yeah, so I would say at this time right now, you know, it's probably definitely going to be a no.
Okay.
On getting more machinery in here.
Like, don't
the
worry.
Utilization right now is terrible. Even my father came in the other day. He's like, you know, we're gonna have to do something because, you know, money still keeps coming out of the account every month, and not a lot of money's coming in. You know.
Are you guys expecting to get busier towards the end of the year, or maybe like late summer?
Usually, I would say the beginning of August, September. You know, a lot of shutdowns around here for the companies. So, with the shutdowns, you know, they go and they, you know, go through their machines and all the wear and tear parts. And, you know, I'm not gonna lie, you know, this time of the year, and I see it more than my father because I actually make the parts.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is our slowest time of the year, and every year he always comes up to me, "Oh, we are gonna work, blah blah," and then literally, you know, going into next month, a month from now, like, we start getting hit hard, and then, you know, I almost got to throw a third person on for about a month and a half to kind of keep us where we need to be, and then we fall right back again, you know, and then we're busy, we're slow for a month, and then we get back up for a month, you know. So the times that we're busy, we definitely make the best of it, and, you know, and the way he plans things out, you know, it plans for the times that we're slow to an extent, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay. I would say we're still doing good. We actually, you know, just picked some work up the past 2 weeks here. And 2 weeks ago, we had nothing. And, you know, we've been begging everybody for work, and they're starting to give us some stuff. So, it's definitely helping us out because, you know, other than that, I'm building inventory for my other customers. I can only build so much inventory, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
We do an inventory plan for the company we do work for upstairs, True Bounce. They make backboards and stuff. So...
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I got you. I also got you guys. I can get you guys capital if you guys ever need it, Dan. You know, like if you guys just need some money to get through a couple months.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with that too. You know, like, and this is a good example too. Like, my father's plan. Like, we do have. You know, I don't know what he has. He has money in the bank.
And, okay.
You know, we plan for the times are tough, and
mm-hmm.
like all the years of all that saving and planning helps us out for these rainy days. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing that we can say is we are 100% debt-free, family-owned business. We have. No ties, no capital gain, or nothing like that. Everything's paid for. So that's one thing I can say. My parents, they've done things right where, like, everything's down to the T, and we're not a losing company. We're a profitable company, you know.
Good for you guys. That's awesome.
So, and a lot of people ask, too, you know, being in business 16 years, you know, you guys had your ups and downs, like, how's business, like, are you guys in debt? And, like, no, we're no debt at all. So that definitely, you know, helps out, too, being on top of everything. Like, the people that I do have work for me, they're very safe. They listen to instructions well. They know how to run your equipment. And the biggest thing is when all those things are thrown in front of you, you can do anything that you put your mind to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing, you know, last year, with the other guy I had working for me, we were going through rework and wasted hours tremendously because the kid who was careless, you know? Like, mm-hmm. literally, I had to babysit. I had to hold his hand. If I left the shop for a half an hour, I'd be worried, is this kid doing what I need him to do? Or, you know, is he on his phone? Is he dicking around?
Right.
I had him working with me for 2 years, and he was on the phone constantly. The phone was an issue. I was ready to take the phone and smash it against the wall.
Damn.
You know? And pretty much I told my father, you know what? Something's going to give, or I'm going to give, you know, and I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
So pretty much we told him, you know what? It is what it is, but you got to go, kid. So
yeah,
life's been great, you know.
Yeah.
So,
all right, well, it's good to hear.
Yeah, I would say definitely, you know, if you want to call back in, you know, 6 months to a year and see what happens. But I'd say as of right now, you know, we're in pretty good shape for the capabilities that we, you know, that are thrown at us.
Absolutely, Dan. All right, well, I appreciate your time, man, and I wish you guys, hope you guys get busier there.
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
Bye.